We are holding in Simon Ches, and we're up to Stiv Tes. Tredim Shivarich, Ya'ayin Bechut Yatzitzis, Inheim Kesherim, Kedesh Leivarich Levatala. So before a person says the bracha on the tzitzis, on tzitzis, you should take a look at the strings to ensure that you're not making a bracha Levatala. Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe just before we see the Mishnah Berurah, there's an interesting discussion over here. On the one hand, why should we think something has happened to your tzitzis? I mean, we have a concept of chazakah, that things remain the same, and you can assume that if something was the same, you don't have to check a mikveh every single time, you don't have to check the Erev every single time, so why are they here all of a sudden? Do you have to check your tzitzis every single time? So here the concern is that the chutei tzitzis are asuyin liposek. But that we assume that the nature of the strings are as such that they lend themselves to being snapped. Now this very much depends on the metzias, and it might depend on what was the metzias 1,000 years ago and what's the metzias of the chutei tzitzis nowadays, and it might make a big difference as to what extent we need to be machmir for this particular halacha. Let's see. It says in the Mishnah, Ya'ayin Mashmud Debei Abach Deogi Rabbi Degam B'Shabbos Yishlof Dekatalis. You should also check on Shabbos. I'm assuming you Gimel Bebir Halacha. Lamaisi says the Minhag Olam is not to be so Mashmud to check on Shabbos. They say you should check before Shabbos because you know you're looking to see if they snapped. You're also looking to see what's with the knots. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tighten the knot. So they say the best thing is on Matzei Shabbos, let's say if you have a Shabbos talis, let's say to check it on Matzei Shabbos before you put it away, and so on. The Mishnah says, "B'chudit tzitzis gam tzarich levodkin lamala." In a sense, this is more important. B'makam hanekev talis adakshira the sham posel afilu b'nifsek chut echad. So we mean to say, check over here, because if even one string snapped, one of the four strings is snapped over here, it's going to be possible. You know, we're going to see it's much more tall if one string snaps over here, even if it's close to the knot. But if you have one string which snaps by the nekev, then that's much worse. We said the reason why is it shouldn't be a bracha of a tall of aval, yaw debel av hafi yish chashash isur. Friend of the Mishnah Berurah, why are we going to be concerned about bracha? Why are we not concerned that you're wearing a beged of arba kanfas without tzitzis? So typically, mitzadat, avagav develav agiyish chashash isur shilavish beged shlo arba kanfas vli tzitzis bekalmakam mukni lei aches kasei shahayakash. On that, we will rely on the chazaka. Rag nishim chaymer delei sisa sheish al barach levatala hichmiru levodkei mitzad delei sisa or more machmir, and that's the reason why we are concerned to check. If a person, let's say, is wearing two begadim with tzitzis on, you know, nowadays we don't. Nowadays we just wear one beged of the arba kanfas in order to be mechayev ourselves in tzitzis. But in former times, if they wore a square begadim, they happened to have two or three square begadim with tzitzis, because as long as I'm able to say a bracha, and it's not a bracha levatala, so then that's fine. Gave the bracha aches lekulam.
Sorry, is that the reason? I was just thinking the other day that Litvishim kapotas have a grounded corner. I noticed one of the corners on the Litvishim kapotas is rounded.
Could be have something to do with that. I mean, like we mentioned yesterday, that there's a requirement that the majority of it needs to be open on the sides. We spoke about like the vest tzitzis. So it's not enough if you have just a little corner at the bottom, you know, but the whole thing is sealed up. So I don't know. You know, depending on those things, it would only be if the majority of it is open, then it would help if it's rounded. But if anyway the majority is closed, it could be square. yeah, so he says if you're wearing several begadim, you wouldn't need to check all of them, given the bracha achas kulam. Aval achronim kasvu, tzarich livdei kulam. He said you should still check all of them to make sure you're wearing the beged, you're doing the mitzvah properly. Now, why? Echad alei simchin achazaka b'makam yuchim levarei. Number one, the reason is because we don't want to rely on chazaka if it is efshel levarer. So you only want to say you have a chazaka, but it's efshel levarer. That's number one. The gam, The chazaka gruya here, it's not such a great chazak in the first place. Because as we mentioned, the strings, they snap. You need to check every single day. And again, I think with these things, as I said, it very much depends on the metzias. How strong are the strings? You know, you get some chairs where very often the strings get caught, like in the corner of the chair. You see people, they walk in the basement and they get... And some chairs, if it's made of one single piece of wood, it doesn't happen. So I think with these things, it very much depends on the metzias. You know, what's the story? The Oz, after she's seen this year, died to me, after Tzach Bracha, Kishachayz of Aleve, Shafilachi, Ein Tzach Lach, Tzach Aleve, Dek, Dibizman, Muet, Vizay, Ein Araga, Li Pasik, Samchina, Chazaka. Fine. So he said, you should check in the morning, and then even if you take it off and put it back on, then you don't need to check again. Now, Vafilo Baboika, even if it's the morning, we're saying you're supposed to check in the morning, if that's going to cause a bit of tefillah b'tzibur, it's going to take you 2 minutes to check, and you're going to minyan down very quickly, and you're not going to be masking tefillah b'tzibur. Then you can be makel to put it on without a bedika. As long as you know that recently they were checked and they were okay. And you come on, come on, come on, come on, have a little perfunctory glance if you can. Which anyway, then we're not so concerned. If you check the talis when you take it off and you put it in its bag, then you don't need to check again. Nothing happened to the talis whilst it was resting in the bag. And there is no concern. Good. Says the Shulchan Aruch Baitim, Leivish talis katan ba'oid she'ein yadim nekiyas. You haven't washed negel masi yet. Yilvashin ablei racha. Put it on without a bracha. Uchash yitzol yadav. And then when you wash your hands, you mashmish betzitzis, v'yivarech alav. So when you put it on, in order to make it somewhat over last yosay, so you kind of, you're mashmish a little bit, you move it around and you make the bracha. Or if you put on a talis gadol, then you bar chalav. You should have in mind when you put it on the talis gadol, the path of the talis cotton. Says the Mishnah Berurah, your mashmish betzitzis the bezeh yehashid ktsas ki leiv she oz. It's considered to be somewhat that you're putting on an owl. You're supposed to make the bracha over last yasim amish, and here it's already on your body. Shiny hachar, hachi shiny. You were simply incapable, unable to say a bracha, and therefore it's okay. Just like we say, lo lemashal by mitzvos yadayim, you say the bracha afterwards. For that reason, the same we would say over here. Now we said, if you put on a talis gadol, you have in mind to pass the talis cotton. V'hachin og bismaneinu. Levarach talis God will be having lift up at bezeh talis cotton. You should have in mind to pass the talis cotton. There's a very interesting ha'ara over here in number 30 for those who have the dirshu ones. He says someone who is concerned that when they put on the talis gadol, they're not going to have in mind, they're going to forget to have in mind to pass a talis cotton. So he quotes from the Eish Lavram, the Buchacha. We mentioned him in Simon Hay. You will say, I'm hereby declaring my intent that every single day for the rest of my life, when I put on my talis gadol, I have in mind when I say the bracha that I want to patter my talis cotton also. That's what the Eish Lavram says you can do. A small ha'ara I had on this was, if you recall, we mentioned the Bochacher in Simon Hay. The Bochacher said that, you know, we said in Simon Hay, so you're supposed to think about, you know, right, you have in the brachas pirish amiles, when you say Shem and Shem, you should have in mind for Adnus, and you should have in mind for this, and you should have in mind for that. Zok the Bochacher, every morning say, my intent throughout the day is when I say Shem Hashem, I mean this, I'm going to say Elikim, I mean that. But there, the Eish Lavram said you have to do it once a day. So why is it that sometimes, you know, you can do it once a lifetime, and here and by Simon Hay we say you should do it once a day? Well, what's my Shna? Good. Okay, let us continue the Mishnah Berurah. We said v'hachi adif tvei mimash ne'egim eiza nashim shemibrach ha'talas katan. They make a bracha on the talis katan on their tzitzis in the morning. They take eif mevarchem al talis gadol, and then they immediately make a bracha on the talis gadol. You shouldn't do that. Shegarmin bracha shenet tzricha. That's considered to be an unnecessary bracha. V'oy that filim yavsik zvan merubim in talis katan legadol. Even if there's a big pause, between the two, kamapam ein roi levarach alav. It could be a talis katan is possible anyway. It's not pasuk rubay. Or it's too small, or you wear worn at night, and so on. And therefore you're better off, says the Mishnah Berurah, to just make the bracha on the talis gadol. Good. Sif yud aleph. Iker mitzvahs talis katan lelav she'al begadov. The iker mitzvah is to wear it on top of your clothing. G'day she'tamid yu'eil v'yizkar ha'mitzvahs. So that you should constantly see it, and remember the mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Al Begadav, Ubiksavim Yisrael, quotes the Ari, the Talis Katan Tachas Begadav. No, you should wear the actual garment underneath your clothing. You should not wear it on top of your clothing. Kazamagin Avram, Dal Koponim, Tachshu Yad Tzitzis, Mibahutz, the actual string should be outside. Veloike Einach Shetech Ven Eisan Bechnafais. And not like those people who tuck it into the corners. Now, this is very important. We have like this. We have at the bottom of your tzitzis, we have this little section, this pouch. So the discussion over here is, should you have your tzitzis hanging out? Okay, if you're not going to have them hanging out, but he says don't tuck them in the corners over here. Better not to tuck them in the corners, but better to have them out. But the discussion is having them out or tucking them in the corners. One thing the Mishnah doesn't want you to do is to stick the strings inside so that it's kind of draping down on your thighs and inside your legs and so on. That he doesn't want you to do. We'll take a look. He says the Magen Avraham, Al Kaponim Tzarich Shiyu Hatzitzis Mimachutz. Tenem Bo'an, he says, don't stick it in the knafis. Don't stick it in the knafis, in those little pouches, in those little pockets. Now let's continue. He says that the reason why is so that you should see them. You're supposed to see them and remember. Now they place it inside their trousers. Number one, they have missed the boat in that which it says Uzchaitim, we say Uzchaitim. But Oid Mevazim Hein as Mitzvah Hashem Yizbarach, it's a bezel insofar as what? It's touching your thighs. Sometimes people wear it inside their underwear. Vastidin Hein Litin Esadin. Now he goes on to say Umasha Eman Shalchin Bein Anachrim. If you say, well, a person is walking amongst the Nachrim, and therefore you're embarrassed to wear it out, okay, so lezeh ha'yadai, she'asim ha'tzitzis b'secha kanef, at least put it inside the pouch, the square pouch, at the bottom of the tzitzis. Now he goes on to say, v'ilu ha'yolahem ezeh deron, mimelech basav adam, she'chokuk alav shem ha'melech. If you had some type of medal from a king, kamo ha'yim iskashtin, you'd be so proud, this is my medal. I got this medal for my service in the army and so on. They'll be very careful in this mitzvah. They'll hold on to the corners. I'm a chazal. 2,800 servants and so on. So you should be that much more mindful. Now, a Rebbe of mine, I noticed that he always wore his tzitzis inside his trousers. And he said once in a shir, he said, and he was a Talmud of Rav Gusman, Zichron Lebracha. And he said that Rav Gusman used to wear tzitzis inside his trousers. And Rav Gusman said, not only that, he said in Radin, everyone used to wear their tzitzis inside his trousers. And that's what he said. So I remember I asked him, I said, that seems a paladik azach, because the Chavetz Chaim in Simen Ches says that, you know, how can you do that? And if you know, you should be so proud of wearing it out and so on. You know, and maybe, I don't know, maybe there was anti-Semitism, maybe, I'm not sure. I don't know, I don't know the reason, but that's what, that's Adis from a Talmud of Rav Gusman, the shame of Gusman, and he said that apparently that was very much the done thing. But it does seem to be, I mean, I happen to notice in my, I was just looked in my tzitzis, there is, you know, this is stitched up. You know, sometimes it's open and you can stick it inside. So, you know, with this particular one, it doesn't give you the option to stick it in the corner. I mean, I happen to wear them out anyway. But the Mishnah is advising, and I also found it interesting because if you do, I guess, if you do stick them inside the corner, you know, and it kind of looks like you're just wearing a, you know, a beged, you know, four-cornered garment, and there's no tzitzis on it, you know, so we don't seem to be concerned about Maariv Zayin, that it looks like, you know, imagine if you're wearing it and there's no tzitzis draping from it, I guess because you can see the strings on the corner which are attached. But the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're supposed to stick it inside the corner as opposed to on your legs. Good, Yud Beis. Now, sit Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. What I'd like to do is I'd like to read Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Let's see what we can get through. The discussion in Siv Yud Beis and Yud Gimel is in a situation where someone is wearing two talises. And he made a bracha on one, and he had in mind on the second, but there was some type of a hefsik. And there's four different types of hefsik, which will be discussed over here. Number one, a simple pause, a time pause, a shihu yizman. You delayed it. There was a hefsik in zman. Number two, a hefsik in dibor. Number three, a hefsik because you walked. And number four, shinui makom. Two different places. You went from one place to another place. Is that considered to be a hafsik? So let's read your days and your gimel together, and we'll see what we can get through. So it says like this: Im yesh lekama begadim shlar v'kanfos kulam chayav mitzitzis. In other words, we don't say, well, as long as I put tzitzis on one beged, that's the mitzvah. No, every single time you wear a beged of arav v'kanfos, there's an obligation of tzitzis. V'imlav shem kulam b'lei hafsik. If there's no hafsik, v'yadaitim chilal kulam. You had a mind for all. Now, the imafsig bineyem, if there was a hafsig, tzach levarach al kol achas v'achas. And you can make a bracha on every single one. Wadin, im lo yahaya v'daitim etchil al kulam. And the same is true if you didn't have in mind. Initially on all of them, you only had in mind on one, and then you change your mind to put on another one. That's also considered to be imafsig. It says, the Ramah, the chayn and pashat harishin, and so too, if you remove the first garment before you put on the second one, we'll have to see. The Achronim are not so in agreement with the Ramah. Yud Gimel, Halevish Talis Katan, Umuvarach Halav. You put a Talis Katan, you make a bracha. And then you're walking to Shul, and you're going to put in a Talis Gadol. You need to make a new bracha. Why? The halicha mi beise le beise haknesses chashiva hafsik. The very fact that you have walked from your house to the shul is a hafsik. In the svavosik beise, but if you're davening in your home, so you put your talis katan on upstairs, and you put your talis gadol on downstairs, ma yedaitim tchila gam al talis gadol, but the hafsik bein time besiche b'dvar macherim. Okay, so let's see what we can get through. It says the Mishnah Berurah, they're all kulam hayavim, ratzaleima im leiv shem kulam, aval im munachim b'tevase, if it's in a chest, there's no obligation to put tzitzis on them. The kamlan tzitzis chayv is gavra. It's an obligation on the mensch when he wears it, as opposed to on the garment, like we're going to see in the Siman Yotes. We said, mafsig bein ehem, that if he was mafsik, tahayin of hefsik gadol, shibachla has chadas. Meaning, what does hefsik mean? Hefsik means has chadas. Avo v'shehi zman ma. But if it's a short zman, Says the Magen Rambam, and others in Siman Reish Vav, Teshtika Lechashiva Hafsik, just merely keeping quiet is not considered to be a Hafsik. Tafirim Shah Hardayim, if you delayed a lot, more than Yes Kadeidiba, which is a couple of seconds, it's not a Hafsik. Now, Vimstach, what if you spoke in between? You have in mind to put on three garments, and you speak in between unrelated speech. If it was related, give me my garments to put on. That's not going to be a hafsik. If it was not a speech which was related to levisha, then yesh deis ben apayiskim. Here we've got deis. That's mechabel. Come on and sif your gimel. Magen Avraham. Hi, bachrenim. Kepayiskim dafiru sicha ba'al magam gan havi bechlal hafsik leinian zeh. President puts on one beged, says the bracha, and they say, oh, what time is it? What's the weather like today? And so on. Unrelated speech, that is a hafsik, that would require a new bracha. Aval yesh minachrim shepaiskim, the cave in the yeshim is the aim of lach levaria. This speech is not considered to be a hafsik. Davi kamesh yasach be'em sudit, like a person spoke in the middle of your suda. I may be your mesiach das, and how do you know that your hands are still clean? Oh, we don't say that. It's more meko, so it's similar to that. Therefore, mutar shel hachnas besafik brachas. Chinas kim prima gadim lachim leizar kol adam shel esur. Best thing is not to speak, because otherwise you get yourself into a machlekas. V'em diber ein chayzim mevarach. So, if a speech is not considered to be a hefsek, it's not considered to be a hadas. That is as far as speech. Kol jekein sheizar shel hafsek hefsek gadol. But you should also not delay a big delay. The also ligrim brachas shem etzricha. Meaning, to have a big gap solely for the sake of being able to make a new bracha, that you should avoid doing all stuff. Now, we said, the same is true if a person did not have in mind when he put on beged 1 that he's going to put on beged 2. I just made a bracha on one garment. We said, in such a case, that is considered to be a hafsik. Says in the Shabbat, the sasam. Mashma de Mara filo hayu munachim lefanav. It's mashma. Even if the garment was in front of him, all of the garments were in front of him. Shalar bekanfis. Afilo achitzach lachz levarich. He still needs to make a new bracha de Mari shuragel rak lilbish achas, because the fellow usually only wears one. Valkein b'stama ein oila habracha lekulan. Therefore, min astam we assume your bracha is on one single garment, and that's it. And therefore it's considered in din as if you changed your mind. Let's say a person says, look, I am on a diet, I'm on a strict diet with Gerechasta, in 3 weeks from now I want to be able to fit into my suit, I am going to have one piece of meat only, and then make a shakel on their piece of meat, and then they say, you know, that was so good, I'm going to have another one, so much for the diet, we'll pick it up tomorrow. So that's called nimlach. You have to make a new bracha, because you had in mind for one piece and one piece only. So you have to make a new bracha. So it's over here. A person usually wears one garment, even if the garment's in front of him. And now you say, you know what? I'm going to wear a second beggar with tzitzis on. That's called your nimlach. And therefore you'd have to make a new bracha. LMK, you know, you die to alayim beferish, unless you had explicit gas. Well, then in Berach al talas katan, al mitzvas, kimin ageinu. And you immediately take a talis gadol. If when you said the bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis, you had in mind to pass the talis gadol, which we said works b'dieved with al mitzvahs, even though we say l'satayiv, but you had in mind with al mitzvahs to pass both, ein tzorach lachzor levarich. U'bistama, chayzim levarich. Why? The bistama ein daiter ba'al mitzvahs ki im al talis katan. Person doesn't usually say the nisuch ba'al mitzvahs on a talis godly, he says it only on a talis katan. Ah, we come back on that. Tchil bevada yishli zar, shlil lebarach al talis katan. We said a person should not say a brach on a talis katan. In daita lebash tekev on a talis godly, mishim gram brach hashin et srichot. You're creating an unnecessary bracha. Im lovish talis pali, bedika o matzah is a apostle. If you put in a talis on without a bedika and you see that it's apostle, o yishnif salu b'tzitziyesev achakach, or it subsequently became postal. When wearing it, and you end up putting another talis on, tzarech levarech pamacheres, you need to make a new bracha. In leisha b'dayte b'feirish b'shas bracha al kol mashi yil mashi nasi in mind whatever I end up wearing throughout the day, I'm going to have my bracha now is going on that. But if that wasn't your intent, then you should have that in mind. Then you would say a new bracha. Okay, we will Bez Hashem pick it up next week. With Sif, we'll maybe mention a couple of points in the Mishpah Yud Gimel, and then we'll continue with Sif Dalet. Okay, Shabbos everyone.